Well, this is Severe Weather Awareness Week. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with Jeff Johnson, who's the Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the National Weather Service Office in Des Moines. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, pretty good. Is this, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, an exciting time of the year for you?
It's certainly a busy time, and it's the time of year we are getting ready to deal with our most significant hazard here in Iowa, which is severe weather.
You know, when we talk about severe weather this time of the year, we start thinking about the tornadoes, the severe thunderstorms, flooding, all those kinds of things. But really, all that stuff can happen any time of the year.
Yeah, it certainly can. However, there's a marked increase in the activity once we move into April. Severe weather season typically in Iowa peaks in June, and then it kind of, you know, just tapers off later in the summer and the fall.
Well, this is a time when we should be paying particular attention to some of those details that we've maybe forgotten since last year's severe weather season. And we tend to sometimes kind of move slowly into this new season.
Yeah, especially given the fact that last year was such a quiet year here in the state. We only had 16 tornadoes in Iowa, which is the least number since we've had since 1980 for any given year. And it's far below our average of 47. So, you know, especially coming off a quiet severe weather season, we need to pay extra attention to what all the threats mean this year.
Yeah, you bet. What are we going to learn this week? What are you folks doing from your end to try to educate us?
Well, basically, we break each day down into different topics, and the week's highlight is the 10 a.m. Wednesday tornado drill that we'll have. And interesting enough this year that Iowa, both Iowa and Nebraska, have joined forces and are doing the same week. So our test day and times and everything else are exactly the same. So those of you in western Iowa, you know, you don't have to worry about double tests with eastern Nebraska this year. So this year the test will commence at 10 a.m. on Wednesday. We'll have a test tornado watch followed by test tornado warnings, and that's a good time to exercise your business, school, or personal family action plan for severe weather.
You bet. You know, Jeff, you would think it would be so much easier for folks to get warnings and things because with all this technology we have, I mean, even the systems that we use here at the radio stations and television stations across the state have gotten markedly better over the last 20, 30 years. But folks have little computers right in their hands with cell phones, and they have access to wireless all over the place. It would seem like you'd have all kinds of ways to keep people in touch.
Actually, it is increasing every year. You know, when I started this business a quarter century ago, it was basically, you know, you folks in the commercial radio band. The weather radio, of course, was there then. And we had the old-fashioned teletype and the TV folks and this sort of thing to get the word out. We also had the warning sirens, the outdoor warning sirens that emergency management sets off. But now, you know, you have a lot of different ways to get warnings. In addition to every way I just described, you also have your smartphone or cell phone. You can install an inexpensive or free application on there to get an alarm or a warning. Also, certain cell phones that are equipped have the automatic way of receiving a tornado or a flash flood warning built in. And it's smart enough to know basically where your phone is, and it will give you a warning if you happen to be in the area where a tornado or a flash flood warning is issued.
Well, smartphones are great, but we need to be smarter than the phones, too. We need to keep track of them and keep tabs on things and know how to use them properly for all the right things instead of those nonsense apps out there.
Yeah, you bet. You know, it's a good tool. It's one I personally use to get warnings, and the reason is I carry the thing everywhere, and it's a good way to get warnings. With that said, I do think folks need backup systems because sometimes the cell phones don't work. So, you know, you need to have alternate methods to get a warning. You know, a great one is listening to the radio itself, you know, the commercial radio. I know you guys do a great job getting the warnings out. And, you know, in addition to that, TV and weather radio and some of these other means to get warnings.
Jeff, is it ever frustrating to you that this is kind of simple stuff, be prepared for severe weather situations, be alert when the conditions are right and things? Is it ever kind of frustrating to folks like you that you have to continue to educate folks about it?
Well, I think education is key because human beings, we tend to be, and myself included, you know, I tend to have what I call optimism bias, which means that, you know, it's always going to happen to the next guy. It's never going to impact me. And, you know, you can probably go through your whole life and odds are that's going to work out for you because most of the time, most people aren't impacted by tornadoes or lightning or anything else. But with that said, somebody is impacted. So you need to be prepared on how to deal with and identify different types of severe weather, what the watch warning advisories mean, and how what to do about it. You know, for instance, simple things such as designing a family action plan for a tornado. Where are you going to go in your home? You know, you got to pick that location out ahead, make sure your children are educated, that they know where to go. It's second nature to them. Oh, we're having a tornado. We need to go to this room. So these are some things that folks can do out ahead of time that really pay dividends should you be one of those unfortunate individuals who happen to be impacted by severe weather.
You know, we do make plans, and we do sometimes make sure we have the right supplies and things and understand where we go in our homes in case of an emergency and what have you. But, you know, the reality is we're not home all that often. We're on the go. And a lot of times families are separated. The kids are one place, mom's someplace, dad's over here. And, you know, gee whiz, we don't sometimes think through all the different scenarios. And how do we get in touch when something like that happens?
Yeah, you know, it's a good time to review the watch products that we issue, a tornado watch, severe thunderstorm, or flash flood, depending on the event. You know, that's a good time to raise your consciousness a little bit. What are we going to do if there's a warning out or if severe weather threatens? Where are we going to be? Where are the kids going to be? Are they going to be in school? Are they going to be at a camp? Are they going to be doing whatever they're doing at the ballpark? You know, do you have to work? Where do you work? Do you have a safety plan at work? You know, these are all questions you do need to ask and think through, you know, how are you going to deal with this? Hopefully, you know, but hopefully, you know how that is. But let's say that, you know, the kids are at the ballpark. Who's going to be responsible for having them go inside during a severe weather situation, or just lightning for that matter? So, yeah, these are all questions to ask.
Well, and we depend on those cell phones, but sometimes in disasters, those kind of systems can go down too. So,
oh, you betcha.
We have to be prepared for that.
Yeah, you know, that brings up a very good point for family preparedness is that, you know, everybody should have a communication plan. And, you know, everybody thinks, well, gee, it's just a cell phone. We can all just call each other. Well, like you said, they sometimes fail. So what are you going to do then?
Yeah, they're not walkie-talkies. They use a tower, and if that tower is down or out, you have another issue to deal with. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the products that you have out there to help folks out, because I know you got some new stuff this year.
Yeah, you know, the basics are still the same. Watch, warning, advisory. Watch means that conditions are favorable for severe weather. A warning means that something's ongoing, occurring, or expected very shortly. You should take action with a warning. For instance, a flash flood warning, and we should move to higher ground, not drive through flooded roads and this sort of thing. What's changed this year is that we've added some enhancements to basically, or primarily, the tornado products, the tornado warning and follow-up statements, severe weather statements. We've added some what we call tags at the bottom, and what that means is that you can glean a little bit more information quickly off these warning products and statements that what's going on. For example, a tornado radar indicated versus a tornado observed. Well, that's kind of obvious what that means. If you have the first, that means where you have a radar-indicated tornado. The second means that we've actually had confirmation from a storm spotter there is a tornado in your area. Kind of adds a little bit of credibility to the warning. You can see that. And then also the damage tags, if you have a catastrophic tag, for instance, it means that we have a confirmation of a large, violent tornado moving into a city or a town. And, you know, that means extra special protective actions, all-out response by media and emergency management and everybody else. So those are the things we've done to enhance the warning process this year.
Well, you don't have to look very far to see some of the big storms that we've seen in some different places around the upper Midwest and around the country here in recent years. And we've already seen some flooding going on over in the Cedar Rapids area from excessive ice and things. You never know when these things are going to happen.
No, you know, and it's kind of interesting we're having flooding and a drought, but that does happen, especially when the ground's frozen underneath and you get all the runoff. And that's what's happened over in eastern Iowa. So what concerns us a little bit with the drought is that all this, you know, precious moisture is going right into the rivers and streams and not going into the subsoil. We need to get rid of the frost. But
well,
hopefully that happens soon.
Hopefully very soon. Yeah, hopefully very soon. Well, very good. And if folks would like to learn more, can they find out more on the website?
Yeah, we have a really nice news story up on it on our In the News at weather.gov Des Moines. It's weather.gov/, and the spell out Des Moines. And the news story is the 2013, you know, Severe Weather Awareness Week. In there, we've got links to various other things. You can learn more about the impact-based warnings, more about the wireless emergency alerts, and some other stuff in there, just some general safety things, PDFs in there that, you know, if you have a school or you want people to understand these things a little better, you can print those out. So, yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on the webpage.
Well, and I know this doesn't sound like, you know, real good coffee table discussion type items and things, but it really does merit folks sitting down and having an honest discussion about that. And at the very least, take 10, 15 minutes just to visit with the family. Make sure everybody understands exactly what should happen. God forbid severe weather should come our way, because eventually it will.
Eventually, somebody's going to get impacted, you probably know. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's one of the things we deal with here in the central United States. At least we don't have to deal with the direct impacts from hurricanes and things such as that.
You bet. Well, we'll save that whole drought discussion for another day.
Okay, we'll do.
Very good. Jeff Johnson, thanks a lot for your time, and good luck this week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.